previous chapters, the Alter Rebbe describes the two kinds of avodah, the two kinds of service that a Beinoni is capable of. One is called Ava and Yira, that comes from Seichel, from understanding of God's greatness, which produces a love and a fear in the revealed part of the heart, an actual emotion of love, an actual emotion of fear. And these are the wings that carry the mitzvah that he performs out of love and fear. It makes the mitzvah rise, and thereby the mitzvah is a living mitzvah with a body and a soul. And that is called a service, an aveda, a complete aveda. And then there's another possibility of a Beinoni whose seichel is not sufficient to produce an actual love and fear in the heart, in the revealed part of the heart. What it does produce is that his contemplation of God's greatness brings about a resolution or a conviction in the mind and heart, but in the recesses of the heart. And the conviction is that it is only right that God should be served, and it is only right that my soul should serve God. And that conviction, the love and the fear, in the recesses of the mind and heart, that too can be the wings of the mitzvah that allow the mitzvah to rise and to reach the higher world of Bria. Today's shir is in Perek Yud Zayin, the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. It's on page 44. The number at the bottom of the page is 72. Uvaze yuvon, and with this we'll understand Masha Kosuv Kikori Velecha Adover Me'eid V'ficho B'vofcho La'aseisit. The pasuk with which the Alter Rebbe begins, on which the Alter Rebbe bases the Tanya. The whole purpose of the Tanya being to explain how is it close to every person, and very close in your mouth and in your heart to do. Because the heart doesn't seem to be so inclined to the service of God, to the love and fear of God. Because at first glance, the heart goes in the opposite direction. The heart is not inclined to loving God and fearing God. The heart is inclined to loving physical things and fearing physical things. So it is not so easy, it's not so simple a matter for a person to change his heart from its natural wants and desires to wanting and desiring godliness. The Hateira in Nitzchis, and the Teira is eternal, which means that it can't have been speaking only to an earlier generation where the hearts were more inclined to godliness. It has to be relevant even to our hearts, and we see in our hearts that it's not so easy to love and fear God. She'ein korev me'ed adover, it is not so close, it is not so accessible to the average person, lahafeich libei, to change his heart, mitayvas elam hazel avas Hashem be'emes, from the desire for physical things to a true love of God. And as the Gemara says, Otu yira milsezutzehi, is fear of God the simple matter? And if fear of God is not a simple matter, kol shkenahava, certainly love of God, which is even higher than fear, is certainly not a simple matter. And since we're talking here about a Beinoni, the Gemara says that Tzaddikim are in control of their heart, but a Beinoni is not. So what can it mean that for every Jew, it is very close to his heart to serve God with love and fear? Hello. So the answer is, the La'aseisei, it says that it is close to you in your heart to do. A heart doesn't do. So we have to understand, what is this connection between the heart and the doing? So the La'aseisei, the Tzeinei Leimar, by saying to do, La'aseisei, the Torah is telling us that Ha'ava Ha'mevi'a Lideyasiyas Ha'mitzvahs Bilvat, that we're talking about that love that brings to the doing of the mitzvah, and not more. In other words, there is a higher kind of love, a love of God that is for its own sake, and then there is a love that precedes the doing, the love that is necessary in order to animate the act of the mitzvah, but not the higher level of love. Shehi, what is this love that is necessary for the doing of the mitzvah? Re'usa deliba shebetalumeis lev, the feeling of the heart that is in the recesses of the heart. As we said before, gam ki eina b'hizgalus libei, although it is not in the revealed part of the heart, it is not an actual emotion of love, it is not kizish pe'esh, not like a flaming fire, davar zeh, and this kind of love, kadev ma'ed, is very close, the nekel haladam, and it is easy for every person, asher yesh le meyach bekod kodeh. As long as he has some intelligence in his head, he is capable of this kind of love. Because this love is really a conviction in the mind and heart that comes from a recognition that God ought to be served, that it is only right that God should be served. And that conviction of love and fear is not a matter of the heart so much that it should be inaccessible for the Beinoni. Because for the Beinoni, his mind is in his control. His heart is not, but his mind is. Therefore, Yachil is Beinon Beikachol Asher Yechpat. So he can contemplate with his mind anything that he desires to contemplate. Okay, she is Beinon Bei, Bigdul Asein Sei Baruch Hu, and when he will contemplate with his mind the greatness of God, Memele Yelid B'meichei Al Koponim, he will give birth, at least in the mind, Ha'ahava La'Hashem L'Davka Bei B'Kiyim Mitzvesa V'Teyosei, in his mind, he will give birth to a love for God, to want to cleave to him through performance of mitzvahs and Torah. So this kind of conviction, that is a secondary love or a secondary fear, this every person is capable of arousing if he is only in control of his mind. And the Beinoni is in control of his mind. The average person is in control of his mind. And therefore the average person is capable, and it is very close to him and easy, to arouse this love which is necessary to make the mitzvah a living mitzvah. It may be that the higher love, the love that is for its own sake, is something that the average Beinoni is not capable of reaching. And it is the doing of the mitzvah that is the main purpose of man's existence. Ki hayeim la seisam ksiv. Because today, meaning in this world, the important thing is the doing. Shehayeim hu'olam ha'maaseh dafke, because today, meaning this world, is the world of action. U'lemachar, etc. And tomorrow, the world to come, is a time for receiving the reward. Then the work is over, the job is done, and that's a time for reward. But in this world, the important thing is the doing. V'shekosim v'kem acher, as it explained elsewhere. V'hameyach, and once you have control of the mind, once you are capable of contemplating whatever it is you want to contemplate in your mind, and thereby arouse a conviction of love in the mind, then the mind is shalit b'tivei v'tel dosi al chol hasmoli shebelev, then the heart, the mind controls, rules, by nature and by birth, over the left side of the heart, the alpi, then the mind rules over the mouth, the alkol ha'evadim, and on all of the limbs, on all the limbs of the body, shehem klei hamaisa, which are the tools of action. Because even the mouth, speech is considered a minor act. And certainly the hands and the feet, those are the limbs with which a person acts. So he has control over his mind, and the mind has control over the heart and over the body to motivate and to guide the behavior and the actions of the body, so that this love and fear that are in the recesses of the mind and heart are what is necessary to get the body to do the mitzvahs. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 27th of Teves, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe once said that a Jew's physical life is really spiritual. God gives us material wealth in order for us to transform it into something spiritual. When occasionally we're not blessed this way for the moment, God does not provide the material wealth, then we have to give God whatever we can, even a pauper's offering, and then he will give us generously.